let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Thank you for being with us on the program today. A diverse mix of amateur and viral talent compete for the top spot and the ultimate prize of $10,000. It's Amazingness, MTV's hilarious and irreverent new talent competition, and hosting is Rob Dyrdek, entrepreneur, former professional skateboarder, actor, producer, philanthropist, reality TV star, best known for his roles in reality shows Robin Big, Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory, and Ridiculousness, by the way, back for a new season. Creator of the animated series Wild Grinders, he voices the series' main character, Little Rob. In 2014, Fox Weekly named Rob as one of the most influential skateboarders of all time. Rob was a professional skateboarder at age 16, making a name for himself in the world of business, creating his first company when he was 18, helped turn a rising footwear and apparel brand into a $500 million international company, launched the world's first professional skateboarding league, Street League Skateboarding, and the first skateboarding channel, ETN, and now host of Amazingness, Fridays, 10:30 Eastern Pacific on MTV. Rob Dyrdek with us on This Week in America. Rob, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Rick. Pleasure to be here.
This is an amazing time for you. And you said that awesomeness is the perfect complement to ridiculousness. It's a fast-paced show that is to wins what ridiculousness is to fails. We're about to see a talent show like we've never seen before, aren't we?
It really is. It is a place for the irreverent, truly talented to come on, battle it out, and shine, and win some cash.
I mentioned diverse talent. Talk a little bit about the contestants, because we're not going to see somebody come out and sing something. I mean, this is unique talent we're about to witness.
That's right. You know, really, it was like, how can we create a show for those sort of one-hit wonders that have one big, amazing thing that they're capable of executing under the highest level of pressure that isn't singing or necessarily dancing, where most traditional big shows bring it. So this is guys that can throw a playing card 100 miles an hour and slice the celery out of a man's mouth, you know, to a young lady that can set herself on fire and contort and shoot an arrow into a target, to two rock and roll guys that like to beat on washing machines to create their music. You know, I think it's really about being the most irreverent and original get your victory on this show.
And you will see it on Amazingness on MTV, Fridays at 10:30 Eastern Pacific. They fight for the top spot. Explain that, and then the role of the judges, and your role.
You know, it works like this. Each time a contestant goes, there'll be one on the top spot, and you're just trying to knock that person off that top spot. And I ultimately have the final say. I will make the decision on who deserves that top spot, but I have three co-hosts and judges, Eddie Wong, Chris Dramapass, and Crystal B, that help give me insight and things to think about before I make that final decision.
And it is a big decision, because what the last person standing ends up with $10,000.
That's right, $10,000 and glory. Glory, Rick. Glory. Amazing.
More important, they end up with glory, and by the way, they get $10,000 along with that. You know, we're all going to be saying, thank Rob, it's Friday. You are master of that late-night time slot on MTV. I mentioned Ridiculousness back at 10 o'clock, and then Awesomeness at 10:30.
That's right. Four-hour pack of good times. And look, I'm just here. You've had a long week. Let's get together tonight and laugh a little.
You know, you seem to have captured that. I mean, a lot of people are developing programming out there. You've had several hits, and you do something a little bit differently, and you're bringing a smile to our face on Friday night. Is that sort of the key to success, to understand, okay, it's going to air on Friday night, people have had a long week, let's help them laugh a little?
I think that's really what it's about. I think not only that, you don't have to put much thought into it. Just sit down, relax, and let these videos and us commenting on them getting you all riled up and make you laugh. Now let's look at some insane, amazing talent and laugh about it and decide which one you think should win and just have some fun. That's what Friday should be about.
I mentioned all the business endeavors you're in, and I sense your passion in talking about these two shows, Ridiculousness, back for new season at 10, and Amazingness, first season, that airs at 10:30. Is this really fun for you? I get the sense you really enjoy working and developing and working on these shows.
I do. You know, I love creating brands of any type, whether that's supplement nutrition brand like Momentous or Black Feather Whiskey or Street League Skateboarding or Amazingness or Ridiculousness or Super Jacket, my production company that produces the show. So for me, I look at each individual opportunity, whether it be in TV or business, to go through that creative process of bringing something alive and then sharing it with people. And it's just something I really love to do on a lot of different levels.
Tell me about this relationship. It's a special one with MTV. In fact, you said at one point, I really don't see myself after age 40 being on MTV, but you can't really leave the network, can you?
Yeah, look, I think there's no doubt if I could have told myself, 10, 12 years ago that, hey, you're going to be on a fourth show at 43 years old, launching your fourth show on MTV, I would say there's not a chance. There's not a chance that I'm going to end up doing four shows and, 25 plus seasons. But, it's an amazing relationship. The executives and everyone that run the network are incredibly creative, and we see eye to eye on a lot of stuff. And I think that this project in particular is something that they really wanted to do and knew that my sort of brand of comedy and way of thinking would be a perfect fit for sort of an irreverent talent competition show. So here we are again, show number four.
Rob Dyrdek with us on This Week in America. You'll see him Friday nights, 10 o'clock on Ridiculousness at MTV and then Amazingness at 10:30. As I understand, this whole fascination with skateboarding, the whole start of your career, the base, the foundation of the career, started when you were influenced by your sister's boyfriend?
That's right. He was the coolest guy I've ever seen in my life. Four bandanas on each leg, four bandanas on each arm, and a spike belt across the chest and waist. And I was like, look, I need to be that. And he just happened to skateboard. So I was like, I need to get me a skateboard, too. And little did I know that I would get so good so quickly, get recognized so quickly, and immediately shift my trajectory to my obsession becoming a professional skateboarder.
And you talk about living that dream. You talk about when you were in school, you were dreaming of the tricks. As soon as you got out of school, you went and did the tricks until your parents said, hey, it's dark. You got to come home now.
Yeah, look, I think that's the beauty of a sport like skateboarding, too, is you can just sit there all day in school and be thinking about what you want to do. And it's just a battle between you, your skateboard, and that obstacle. And then you can go out and nothing quite like the thrill of working out a trick that you never thought you could do and then executing it for the first time. It's an adrenaline rush like no other.
And at 16, I mentioned you were professional. Not only a professional, you dropped out of high school, moved to Los Angeles from Kettering so you could pursue this. What did your parents say when you said to them, I think I'm going to skip like my last year of high school and go to L.A. and I'm taking my skateboard with me?
Rick, they weren't happy about it. But it proved, Rick, is my ability as a young salesman, because I basically sold them on the idea that this was a much better decision for me at this point in my life, and why would any parent on earth prevent a child who's found this much success this early from reaching further and going to the very top? And I tricked them, Rick. I tricked them, and it worked out for the better.
It really did. I got a couple minutes left talking with Rob Dyrdek. One of the things people say in looking at your career, a key to success is your ability to reinvent yourself. So often people fall into a niche and they spend the rest of their life there. Is that what keeps you young and fresh and excited, is you're constantly evolving?
Yeah, and look, and I would call it optimizing, right? Like, it's almost, if your core passion is actually creating, then you spend all your energy getting better and better and better at creating. So this sort of evolved, what from the outside looks like reinvention, is really my life's mastery of creating brands. And I just keep evolving the way that I create those brands over time into different sectors, segments, and levels, And so it appears like there's this through line of constantly reinventing my personal self, but really I'm just creating different new brands and getting better at how I execute that, so they just keep getting bigger and bigger.
I got about 30 seconds here. Does MTV add to that, the fact that you're around young creative people that are basically given a blank slate and say, go ahead and create something, does that add to this?
I think so. I think it's really just creative people in general. You know, I don't. You can be 70 years old and creative, or be 10 years and year old and be creative. And I think that sort of core element of being creative is what is at the center of all great things.
Well, we'll be watching the show. Is amazingness, Rob says, along with MTV. He's creating the dopest Friday night ever. Thank Rob, it's Friday. We'll catch it Friday nights on MTV. Ridiculousness, a new season at 10 o'clock, and the new show Amazingness at 10:30. The host, creator Rob Dyrdek, has been with us on This Week in America. Rob, a pleasure. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you so much, Rick.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.